It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. I'm Brian Noonan, in for Ro and Anna. One more day. They'll be back from vacation on Monday. Coming up after 4 o'clock, I'll give you a chance to get to the Blackhawks convention. I've got a pair of tickets to send you. July 15th through the 17th is the Blackhawks convention, so be listening. All right, it's Friday on the Rokan Show, and that means it's time for a visit from Susan Schmidt, sponsored by DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. This is a Keller Business, Managing Your Future. Susan Schmidt, of course, the Senior Vice President, Senior Portfolio Manager, and Research Analyst at Westwood in Dallas. But I don't know if she's in Dallas. She's wandering the countryside, but she took some time out to be here. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Oh, you sound very clear. I like that.
Oh, I know. This is great.
Very nice. Well, listen, it's been a good day because the markets seem to have gotten over the little post-Brexit slump. And last week when we talked, you said, oh, yeah, usually we come back stronger. That seems to be the case.
It does. So that's been a good week for us. The markets have sort of absorbed the Brexit news, and the U.S. markets are looking at this saying, all right, things are fine. U.S. economy is still strong. Our domestic company is still doing very well. And we had a great number come out of the jobs report this morning. So that was very reassuring to the market. We had a jobs report saying that 280,000+ jobs had been added. The market was really looking for something closer to like 170, 180. So that was great, particularly because last month, the May number was 38,000, which was a shocker because it was so low. And that was revised today to 11,000, so okay. Even lower. And it just shows that there was a real problem with the data. So the market's looking at this as an average, saying there's some sort of aberration in the measurement. And we did have some external things going on. There were 35,000 jobs just related to the Verizon strike, which confused the numbers. But I think overall, the market's now looking at this saying our average for 3 months is about 150 to 160,000 jobs. That's solid. That gives a lot of confidence to the market. And we saw the market go up today as a result.
So besides those external issues you talked about, is there any other reason why there'd be such an aberration in May?
No, and this is the problem with data, because we just don't have a great measurement tool. So we do see these inconsistencies over time. And, you know, every so often, about once a year, you'll find a number that just seems really out of whack. And it really is just a problem with the measurement. So there are no other inconsistencies. We had the Verizon strike, again, 35,000 jobs there. We had a 20,000 number swing on government hiring. So it can be seasonal. It really isn't clear. But I think the market, when they saw that first number of 38,000, they were very concerned about that because it has a lot of implications. What does that mean about our economy? What does that mean about future Fed action and what they're going to do with interest rates? And so now with such a strong number today, that average is what people are looking at going, okay, whew, just a fluke. We're back on track.
And where are we seeing the biggest growth in jobs?
You know, we're seeing it across the board, which is really comforting. And that's what we want to be seeing at this stage in our economic expansion. We want to know that all areas are progressing. And we're seeing that. It's not a great, robust progression like we saw. You know, we've come out of recessions before and we've just made this zoom to the top. That's not what this recovery is about. This recovery is slow, gradual, sometimes boring, but we're eking it out. So average hourly earnings were just ahead by a little bit, but they're still up 2%, 2%+ year over year. So that's a positive. We're seeing people come into the workforce. Our unemployment number is fine, it's sub 5%. So we're feeling better about how things are going. And at this stage in the expansion, you know, it's harder to find people to hire. Companies are out looking. They're having a hard time finding employees. You want that. That means that things are in good shape and we're feeling good. Companies are hiring. That's a positive. And we want to continue to see that confidence from corporations.
And that's what the market's looking at. Everybody should realize that it will be, as you said, a slow and steady rebuild. So as long as the numbers keep going up or we get reports like today, things should keep moving in the correct direction.
They really should be, I think, very consistent. And I think that, again, is that underlying support. When you look at the U.S. market, we were up today. We were up a lot. We were up, you know, over 1% strongly in all the major indices. And that's because the U.S. is showing strength when globally not many other economies are. So there's a lot of concern over what's happening in Europe because of Brexit. There's a lot of concern. We haven't talked about it in a while, but what's going on in China? How are they doing? What's their economy doing? We all know it's slowing, but the question is by how much. Mm-hmm. And so when people take take that noise out of it and just focus on the domestic, actually the U.S. economy really is the best place to be right now. So that's putting a lot of strength into investments in our market. It's keeping our interest rates very low as outside money comes into the U.S. to buy U.S. government-issued bonds, because that's the flight to safety. It's right. The safest credit you can find. And so interest rates are low. Oil is still low, $45 a barrel. All those things are great for the consumer, and the U.S. consumer gets more spending power as a result.
Can you explain, Susan, somebody texted in and wanted to know how the Verizon strike affects job stats?
Well, the Verizon strike, so when those people come out of the workforce, that's 35,000 people who are no longer employed.
Okay.
So that comes out when they get added back in, the strike's ended, those people come back into the workforce, that's 35,000 that added to this 280,000 number.
Okay.
So if you take that out, then really it would have been a plus 245,000.
Still not a bad number.
Still a great number when you're thinking about
exactly.
170, but still a little too high, something erroneous there. And again, when you look at May, and the economy's feeling fine, when you look at May, and that number today got revised down, you know, they always adjust the numbers in hindsight. So it was announced at 38,000. It actually got revised down to 11,000.
Right.
That number is just so strange and out of the pattern that we've been seeing that's where you get this craziness from, you know, 11,000 to 280. It just makes no sense. And so that's where the market's backing off and saying, okay, no need to panic. There's just a problem with the data. We're going to average it out and let's look at the trend. And that's always important to go back and look at the trend over time and see how things are going. There can always be an outlier data point. Nothing's perfect in how we measure things. So keep that in mind.
Now, there seem to be a lot of the market's being driven by safe stocks. So you got energy, utilities, materials. They're all going up from last year, and tech stocks seem to be going down. Is that happened before some of the, you know, other economy problems? Is that something people should worry about when safe stocks go up and the other more volatile or riskier stocks seem to go down?
Well, we have two types of markets that we say we have. We have risk on and risk off. So when risk off is happening, it means people are really looking for safety. So they like utilities, they like healthcare, they like real estate stocks, because those are all things that people need no matter what. They usually have a very healthy dividend and there's a very consistent demand for them. When you have a risk on market, that's when people lead more towards the industrials, the technology, the materials, where they're feeling good about business going forward, and they're willing to take companies that may have more swing in their earnings. I think what we're seeing right now is just a general absorption of this emotion around Brexit and is everything okay? It really is.
Yeah.
And so right now people are feeling comfortable. Today was a risk on day. You know, they're moving back in. Technology, remember that we're right about to come up on the start of earnings. And so CEOs are going to come out and start talking to us about their second quarter earnings. It's going to be very important to listen to the tone of what they're saying and how comfortable they feel with the back half of the year. But we're pre-earnings, and so I think that might be a little bit of some noise as well. That's going to be a big indicator for us in the coming weeks, though.
Now, with the good jobs report and the market coming out and doing gangbusters, the Fed meets later this month. Do you think all this good news is going to mean they're going to raise the rate?
Not a chance.
No?
So definitely not. I would feel very confident in obviously saying that.
I like your confidence, Susan.
There just isn't a way for them to do that. The biggest problem we have for the Fed right now is how do they manage the U.S. economy? And it's good for us that we're doing this gradual recovery, because if we were booming and the Fed had to raise rates, that would have put them in even a more difficult position, because we're doing well, but globally, everyone else is easing. So interest rates are coming down across the globe, everywhere else. And our Fed is trying very hard to manage the recovery, manage us into a positive upward motion without invoking inflation. And I think it's just too tenuous right now. So for July, definitely not. Market speculation is that maybe there'll be an increase in December. So we have several meetings before that happens. And, you know, and then people are thinking 2017. So I don't think a whole lot's going to change on the interest curve for July.
So a lot of good news for consumers this week as we're, you know, wrapping up a short week of the markets. Everything's looking rosy.
Everything is looking good. And one of the interesting statistics that we saw today, Gap reported. And Gap had very strong same-store sales. And so that's a nice data point to have to kick off earnings as we go into this, because when we looked back in the last quarter, we got really nervous about retail. And is the consumer spending? What are they spending on? We saw some numbers that were weak from some of our major retailers. And so now we're seeing this resurgence. Spring spending, confidence in the consumer, those are all things we want to see, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. So I think it's good.
Great. Well, Susan, thanks again for all the information. It's always good to talk to you. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks. You too.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That's Susan Schmidt. You hear her every Friday here with Ro and Anna. It's the Keller Business Managing Your Future segment, brought to you by the Keller Business School of Management.